Good afternoon, and welcome to our broadcast. We, the Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church, bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are so happy to have you join us today. I'm Pastor Cedric A. Polnitz, Sr. We hope and pray that this ministry will encourage you today and for many days to come. So now, without any further ado, let's go to our sermon of the day. God bless you.
Know that there is a Jesus that cares about them. Yeah, see, you need to be that light, even on the cell phone, amen. I almost slipped and said something right there. Amen. Yeah, that cell phone, amen. See, the thing about it is, when you call me, I laugh and play with you and kid, and we'll talk and have a good time, but as soon as you start talking about bringing up somebody's gossip, bringing up somebody's mess, that's when it's time for me to click and say, oh, thank you, hey, have a good day, goodbye. See, you can't be a part of that mess. That lets them know that you have been, oh, come on now, you've been called out of darkness into the marvelous, marvelous light. Yeah, see, some people just love to wallow in mess. Just like the pig likes to, come on here, any farmers in here? Amen. I remember my dad had a little mud puddle. He'd run some water in that little puddle, and them pigs just run over there, just flop over in the water. Amen. And some folks, that's how their lifestyle is. They like to be around mess and, oh, hallelujah, they just wallow all in it. They like to keep stuff going on. God, and Paul is telling Timothy, stay away from them kinds of people.
That's right.
I see some of y'all, amen, even on Facebook, amen, let me, amen. I ain't going to put your news in the street, amen. But I see some of y'all commenting and liking all of that mess that other folks put. They tagging you and you tagging them, and you grouping you and you grouping. Amen. Come on, somebody. And if we are called to be separate from the world, we can't do the things that the world does. Amen. Just like the kids in school, you know, they're egging on that fight. You know, they just want to see some mess going on. But God has called us. Oh, out of darkness. See, my brothers and sisters, that's why I've been called out, because I'm sold out for the Lord. Yeah, I'm called out and I'm sold out for the Lord. Yeah. Amen. I'll hang out with you for a little while, but if you keep on acting like the world, I'm going to have to, I fare ye well. I'll holler at you. Amen. Deuces. Amen. And I'll holler at you later. See, my brothers and sisters, God has called for us to be different. Yeah, and Paul and Timothy are telling us here today that the world, oh, hallelujah, it hasn't changed a bit. Just like the same thing that was going on back then, it's the same thing, oh, yeah, Brother Moore, that's going on right now. Yeah, some of the same stuff that they're dealing with in the church back then are some of the same things that we're dealing with in the church right now. Yeah, he said, watch out for them people that love themselves. Y'all ever see a person that just love themselves? Yeah, they come in and they got to have the front seat. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Skip all of the mother seats in the back, but they got to come and get up front. And then, especially, don't let the pastor be single. Oh, come on, somebody,
oh,
sisters. Yeah. Come on, sisters. Don't let the pastor be single. Because she'll wear that skirt just way right up here. And she'll prance right on down front and sit right there for the pastor to be.
You tell the truth. That's truth.
But thank God we got some mothers. Come on here, Mother Shaw. Thank God we got some mothers. She'll look over there and say, uh-uh.
Here, let me get
you. You see what I'm saying? Uh-huh. See, we got to be separate from the world.
That's right.
Yeah, I didn't say she couldn't come to church. She can come to church.
Yeah.
Oh, but we do things a little bit different up in here. See, People that are lovers of themselves, that don't have any respect for God, for God's house, and for godliness. See, verse 4 says they're lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. I ain't make that up. It's right there in the word. You can see it for yourself. Amen. I know y'all say I like to play a kid with y'all and joke, but I don't joke when it comes to the word of the Lord. He said it right there. Your pleasures. Loving those pleasures rather than, oh, hallelujah, than loving God. And see, I was reading one thing in my commentary. Let me hurry up and get out of here. It was a point that they brought up in one of my commentaries that I thought would be fitting for this sermon. It says that the reason why man loves pleasure is because pleasure is something that we can control.
Amen.
Ooh. Come on here. Let me let this sink in a little bit. See, the reason why they don't love God is because they can't control God. But they can control their pleasures. See, you can't control God. See, that's why man loves pleasure, because man finds pleasure in entertainment. That's something we can control. That website I go visit, that's something I can control. Oh, y'all better talk back to me. Oh, come on here. See, that house that ain't supposed to be over, I can control that. Oh, y'all quiet. Amen. You know you ain't supposed to be over. And see, my brothers and sisters, we can control those things, but we can't control. We can control how much money I want to spend at the casino. Well, you can control that. And your wife and your son and your daughter's at home starving, and you at the clink, 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 clink. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Give it to me. See, man loves pleasure because we can control what's pleasurable. See, even the food. Amen. Here it go. Lord have mercy. I sure love me some good old macaroni, some good old, amen, some dressing and turkey. Oh, come on, somebody. Now, it's okay. It's okay if I do it in moderation. But you know, Sister P, when she put them sweet potatoes on the plate, I got to keep going back. I go back and sit down, fill that mouth up. Y'all see what I'm saying, Brother Anthony? See, those pleasures, those things that we can't control. And what my commentator was saying is that pleasures are things that are easy. But following Christ and doing what is right takes an effort. It takes an effort. See, my brothers and sisters, it's easy to sin. Oh, it's easy to pull that old flame up on your... Come on, somebody. How many of y'all still got that old flame telephone number in your... I'm just messing with y'all today. Amen. Amen. You've been happily married by 10, 15 years, but you still got that old flame phone number in your phone. See, it's easy to sin. It's easy for you to just punch, hey, baby, how you doing? That's all it takes right there. And here you go. You see what I'm saying? See, it's easy to sin, but it takes effort to do what's right. Because Paul even told us, he said, every time I desire to do what is right, evil, it's always there. Always present. See, the world doesn't make an effort to follow Christ. See, they like pleasures. They're lovers of pleasure than lovers of God. They would rather stay at home on Sundays and stay at Bedside Baptist. Hallelujah today. Y'all remember Bedside Baptist, right? They'll sleep in on Sunday morning so that they can hear the prayers of Deacon Sheets and the songs of Mother Pillar and the sermons coming from Pastor Seeley Mattress. Amen. They would rather stay at Bedside Baptist on Sunday morning. Yeah. They would rather go to the coffee shop and spend $7. Oh, come on, somebody. On a cup of coffee. Ouch, 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 ouch. Amen. leave me alone, Lord, leave me alone. They'd rather go to a coffee shop and spend $6-something on a cup of coffee and then walk the dog in the park all day Sunday morning. And those things they control is their pleasure. Oh, hallelujah. But it takes effort to do what is right. See, pleasure sets off a chemical in our bodies that's called dopamine. That's what pleasure does. That's why when you see her in that tight skirt, amen, that dopamine start kicking in. Sisters, when you walk by that shopping store and you see that person there, come on now. Let me hurry up and run because Sister Pete got some of the purses too. Amen. You walk. Come on here, sisters. That dopamine start talking to you. Ooh, look at them pretty shoes. I'm going to have about 2 or 3 pair of them right there. See, my brothers and sisters, see those pleasures in life, it's easy to get to those things, but to do right, you know you ain't got that money in your account, but you still gonna write that. Try to beat it. Hey man, you get paid on Friday. Try to beat the bank on Friday, get that before that Texas tire. Amen. Amen. You know, amen, I've been there. Amen. And I used to work at the bank. Amen. I was an inside man. Y'all ever seen that movie, Inside Man? I was the inside man. I knew all the loopholes. Yeah, by the time that clears, I'm going to have this, and I'll be all right. See, man, my brothers and sisters, we're looking for pleasures, but we don't serve the Lord. See, man, pleasures make it all about me. What you want? That's what pleasure does. It's about you. But loving God makes it all about Him. That's why these folks in here, I'm gonna tell you the list right here. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures. See, having natural affections without natural affections and truth breakers. That's why they can do all this other thing, because it ain't about Him, it's about them. Paul tells Timothy, that's why the world is in this condition. And so get ready to take my seat, brothers and sisters. Here's the text for today. Having a form of godliness, but denying the powers thereof. The power thereof. See, my brothers and sisters, it ain't just enough to look like a Christian. Come on, somebody. Me and Ryan, we like to watch Looney Tunes. And on Looney Tunes, they have these cartoons where there's a sheepdog and a wolf. Oh, yeah. Y'all ain't never seen that cartoon before, have you? Oh, yeah. And when the sheepdog clocks out, the wolf puts on another sheepdog's clothing. So that when he walks in, he says, "Good morning, Ralph." Click. And the wolf has on the sheepdog's clothing, but what the sheepdog's what the wolf don't know is that the sheepdog know he's the wolf. Come on, somebody. And we be watching that cartoon and see sometimes people when they clock in on Sunday mornings at church. Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, Deacon. Come on now. And some of them still look like the world. They just. Didn't I just see you on Facebook? Amen. Oh, come on now. Did somebody just put your news out in the? See, here we are. We are called to be separate. We're supposed to be called out so that we can call them in. How can we call them in if we pray when we get ready?
Yeah.
The scripture said, man ought to always pray and not faint. You always ought to be in prayer wherever you are. Yeah. Folks say, I pray when I get ready. Every time I feel the Spirit, I got to give Him a praise. I got to tell Him thank you. See, some folks say, have that form of godliness. Somebody say form. Form of godliness. See, I'll show up on Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter. That's them CMEs, amen, them CME Christians. See, they'll show up on Christmas Day, show up on Mother's Day, show up on Easter, but you got to show up. Oh, hallelujah. Like the Florida Mass Choir said, it ought to show up in you. Yeah, in the way you walk, in the way that you talk. Yeah. It ought to show up, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. It's the light. See, my brothers and sisters, like I told you, when we fill up the church with numbers, that don't mean a thing if there's no power in the church. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, how can you change your community? Oh, hallelujah. If there's no power in the church. Yeah, having a beautiful church. And I know you drive down the streets and you drive down the interstates and you see all of these big edifices and you see all these beautiful churches, but a lot of those beautiful churches has no power on the inside. That's why drug dealers are still dealing drugs right down the street from them. That's why hookers are still walking. Yeah, see, Timothy, don't let the society outside the church change the church, but the church must change those in society. We have been called out to call them in. My brothers and sisters, as I get ready to take my seat, if somebody online may be wondering who this light is that I'm talking about, if somebody here in this building today wants to be called out in order to be called in, come to tell you who that light is. Jesus is the light. Yeah, and I hear one of my favorite mass choirs, hallelujah, say Jesus is the light of the world. He's the road out of darkness, the brightest way out. Jesus is the light of the world. Well, yeah, one other of my songs that I like to hear is Aretha Franklin's rendition of Walking in the Light. She says, walking in the light, the beautiful light, come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright, shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, come on, somebody say Jesus. Jesus, the light of the world. Well, as I get ready to take my seat, brothers and sisters, I want to tell you one more time, happy birthday, church. Yeah, happy Pentecost Day. We come to have a party in God's house on today. Yeah, this is the day that the church was born. Yeah, and that day the church was called out in order to call the world in. Yeah, it happened because when they called out, I heard Peter preaching, oh hallelujah, about Jesus. Yes, it's my brothers and sisters. Yeah, I heard a scripture that said, how can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach unless he be sent? Yeah, and Pentecost, my brothers and sisters, is today. And it happened when they preached about Jesus. They preached about Jesus, him being crucified. They preached about Jesus being hung on an old rugged cross. They preached about Jesus giving his life for the sins of the world. He hung there from the sixth to the ninth hour, head dripping in blood from the crown of thorns that they placed on his head. Yeah, and then he looked up into heaven. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And then the scripture said, he hung his head in the locks of his shoulders. Yeah, he died. Didn't he die? He died till the sun refused to shine. He died until the moon dripped away in an image of blood. He died until the earth reeled and rocked like a drunken man. Didn't he die? But on Sunday morning, there, hallelujah, there came a rumbling. There came a shaking. He rose up. on that Sunday morning with all power in his hand. I've got the key to death and hell. Hell burns by my power. If I was hungry, I wouldn't tell nobody. I'm God. I'm God all by myself. The cattle on a thousand hills belong to him. Yeah, yeah, our God is an awesome God. Yeah, yeah. And then 10 days ago, somebody say 10 days ago. 10 days ago. Pentecost means 50. Hallelujah. Pentecost means 50 days after his resurrection. Hallelujah, after Easter. But then 10 days ago, as we bagged that thing up, on day 40, he'll send it up on a cloud in the heaven. And his disciples were standing there looking. They were looking. They was wondering, what us gonna do now? But I heard the angel tell them, this same Jesus that you see going away, one day he's coming back for a church without a spot or a blemish. Get yourself ready. Yeah, we're living in difficult times, but we've been called out to call them in. Yeah. And as I get ready to take my seat, I remember a song that used to sing in the old sanctified church. Amen. I told y'all we sanctified too. They said, why don't you come on in this house? Why? Come on here, Deacon. Don't you come on in this house? I told you we've been called out to call them in. Why don't you come on in this house? If you need salvation, come on in this house. If you need a healing, come on. Come out of darkness into his marvelous light. Come on. Come on. Yeah. We're gonna have a good time. Come on in this house. Yeah, standing invitation. Yeah, it's time for invitation. Amen. Come on, Deacon. Standing invitation. Come on in this house. Yeah, come on in this house of the Lord. He wants to save you. He wants to help you. He wants to heal you because you've been called out in order to call them in. Don't be like the boasters. Don't be like the lovers of themselves. Don't be like the sinners. But praise God that we are those sinners saved by his grace and his mercy. This is your hour. This is your time to come. While the blood is still running warm in your veins, the choir will sing our invitational song. This is your invitation to give your life to Christ today. Come on now.
To God be the glory for all of the things that he has done. Amen and amen. Once again to you, our radio listening family, we thank you for tuning in to the Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church Sunday afternoon broadcast. Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church is located 7628 Highway 52, Orlando, Tennessee. Our phone number is 615-654-2549. And remember, God is great and greatly to be praised. Have a wonderful and blessed evening.
can't describe it. This joy I have, I just can't hide it. Knowing I've got someone who is always there for me. God has never let me down. He's turned all my bad situations around. He's been good, oh so good. I just have to let you know.
In spite of it all, I'll praise your name, Lord, and I'll say,